There it goes. That's a cantankerous little thing, Julie. Okay. Good morning, church. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Those who are going up with the youngsters get a head start. And then, is it kindergarten through sixth grade? That heads up. Those of you, anyone who needs a nursery, we also have that available in the back. So make yourselves available to that. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? I was blessed to see Bruce and Mabel come walking in this morning. It's good to have you with us this morning. They have been part of the fellowship here for a lot more years than I have. And it's just a blessing to see them. We're going to begin today in chapter 1 of Genesis. Julie called and asked for a title Thursday, and I didn't have it yet. So that's why it's nothing in the bulletin about what I'm going to talk about. But I've entitled the sermon today, What You Do Matters. Your job, what you do in the world is important to God and important to each other, to each one of us. And I think it's important that we realize how important we are to God, how much we mean to Him. So as we do that this morning, I just want to go to the Father to have Him have His way this morning. Lord, I come to you this morning to ask that you will guide my thoughts and my lips, Father, that I'll speak only what you want me to say, that I'll not get in the way, but I'll let you speak to the church today. Lord, that we'll have ears to hear what you're saying to the church, to understand how important we are to you. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I just want to look at the sixth day of God's creation today. As I was preparing this, what the Lord wants to bring today, He wanted us to see that we're made in His image, in the image of God. So let's look. I'm going to begin in Genesis 1, verse 24, and read down through 31. And it begins, it says, "And God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind. And it was so. God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. So He made all of the different kinds of animals and creatures. When you think of animals, you don't usually think of all the little creatures. There's a lot of little insects and creatures and just things that you don't see every day, but they're there. They're part of the ecosystem that makes the world work. And he saw all of that, it says, and He said, it was good. It's good what I've done. And then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And why didn't He say, let me make man in my image? But I just recently watched The Shack, and it made me just more of realize how important the Holy Spirit and God the Father and Jesus Christ are to working together. And so we're made in their image. We all have a spirit. We're a spiritual man. Our natural man is here, but without the Spirit, we're dead. I'll just put it that way. When our spirit goes, we go back to dust. So we are a spiritual man. And said after he said they're going to make us, he said, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created man as in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. So on the sixth day, God created man in his image. And I think that's the important part that we need to remember today, that we are made in the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And not only did he make us, but he gave us dominion. We have power and dominion over, we rule over the animals and over everything that's in the earth. He gave us that for our heritage. So, and God blessed man when he made him. And today we're still blessed. If we're children and men and women of God, we can walk in his blessing. I still remember the message that Matt brought about being in the favor of God, walking in his favor. And it's just, we have that as men and women of God. We can walk in his favor. And don't any of you think that you're not important. That's what I want you to understand today, that as no matter what job you do, no matter where you are in life, you're important. What you do is important. And the other thing that I liked about the sixth day is God got done making man and he said, it's very good. You know, the rest of the time he said, this is good, but with man he said, it's very good. And then, as you know, on through the rest of creation, the last day then, the seventh day he rested. And that's why we set aside our Sundays to come together and worship him and have it as a day of rest if possible. And just a holy day to the Lord. I don't understand why people don't want to do church, don't want to spend time with the body of Christ and don't want to spend time, because it's important to me. It's part of how I get ready for the week. And so it's important that we spend that time together each day. But we're spiritual beings, and I wanted to look at a few scripture that talk about us being a spiritual man. And in Job chapter 32, verse 8, you don't need to really go there, but you at least write these down. It says, but it is the spirit in a man, the breath of the Almighty, that gives him understanding. So it's our spirit that gives us understanding. It's what makes us be able to think and reason and feel emotions. Proverbs 20, verse 27 says, the lamp of the Lord searches the spirit of a man. It searches out his inmost being. So that's how we commune with God, is through our spirit man. The most important part of my day is the time I spend with the Lord each morning. I love to start the day that way because he's the one that I turn to for everything. We've been talking about pivotal circumstances in our Sunday school class and different ways that God increases our faith. And as we were driving to Florida 2 weeks ago, Tom and I, I started feeling a bad thumping in the back, and I told Tom, I said, we got a problem. I said, I need to check out what's going on. And somebody just went by us and started pointing, and I knew then I really had a problem. And so I pulled over, and we had one of our tires just flew apart. We didn't realize that our trailer is very old. That we bought an old trailer and just to keep on the job site, and we were using it to take cabinets to Florida to put a kitchen in for him. And one of the tires had disintegrated. The steel was hanging out of it when I got back and looked. And so we took it off, and we had another spare with us. I had bought a new spare to take along. We put it on, and I said, we really need to stop in and get another spare. So we were probably within 500 feet of an exit, just to show you how God provides. It's just a neat little story. So we pulled off the exit. Right when we pulled off, we pulled almost into a Walmart tire center. And that was just amazing to me because normally when stuff like this happens, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere and you've got to call somebody to come to you. And so we pulled in, and he said, well, I don't have a tire, but he said, go up to the light and turn left, and when you come to the next intersection, there will be a tire barn there. So we did. We drove over there. Not only did they have one, but they had three tires. We decided we'd go ahead and change them all since they were all dry rotted and old. It was like 4 o'clock on a Saturday, and they were open and had what we needed. And so within an hour and a half, we were back on the road, and we had four tires on that were new and didn't have to worry about that the rest of the trip. So thank God that he was there in that situation, because it could have just as easily been at 6 o'clock when nobody was open, and we'd had to wait till the next morning to get tires. But it's just God was there looking out for us and taking care of us, and I thanked him for it. Ecclesiastes 12:7, it says, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. So as all of you know, when we pass from this life, our body returns to dust, but the spirit lives on forever and goes to be with the Lord. In Acts 7:59, most of you know the story of Stephen when he was stoned. And at the end of his time there, it says, while they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Stephen knew he was a spiritual man. He knew that though death was coming, that God would receive his spirit, that he would go on to be with the Lord. And then in 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. And most of you people who are young don't really think of wasting away. I'm starting to think about it as we're getting very near to our 65 and retirement age, and things in the body don't work as they used to, and you start thinking about you're wasting away. But inwardly it says we're being renewed day by day, and it's true. I've noticed that as I get older, my body gets weaker, but my spiritual man gets stronger, because I've learned to trust him. You know, I've learned to understand that he's with me daily, that he's with me all the time. So as the old body gets weaker and weaker, the inner man, the spiritual man grows in strength and is renewed day by day. And the only way that it can be renewed is as we spend time with the Father. And that's why my daily devotion time is so important to me, because spending time with the Father is what renews the spiritual man. It's what makes us into what God wants us to be. And then in James 2:26, it says, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. So our body without the spirit is no longer alive. It takes the spirit in a man to make us alive. Everything we do is made to image or mirror God, our Creator. The person's capacity for logic and reason, an athlete's hand-eye coordination, the grace with which your daughter moves. You know, we don't, some of these things that I thought about and wrote down, you don't think about every day, but these are little things, little subtle things that image God, that image our Creator, that mirror Him. Your manager's high emotional state. Some of you work under a manager or a supervisor, and you'll notice some of them have a real, they're just different. People in supervision are different. A designer's way with color. An author's way with words. If you read books, you ever think about how they got the ability to write the way they do and make a story come alive to you? The way of an architect or a carpenter can envision things before they're built. We work for a lot of people who say they want something a certain way and you get it done. Well, that's not what I had in mind. Well, that's what you said. Well, they can't really see it before it's done. So after it's done, then they understand. Some people can't see things until they're done, and it's hard to work for people like that. How about the way your mechanic loves to fix things? You like what you do, don't you, Matt? Mechanic just, he loves to fix things. That's his passion. That's what they love. Your neighbor's desire to serve behind the scenes. Teacher's ability to take something complex and make it seem simple. If you remember your teachers, but some things that were really hard, didn't understand them at first, but they were able to make it seem simple. And once it clicked, it was really pretty simple, but it took somebody teaching me that to make it happen. A farmer's capacity to wait. Plant the seed and have to wait for the harvest. But they're able to do that. God gives them that capacity. An administrator's passion to put things in order. A mother's desire to bring life. These are all things that God puts in us when He makes us. All of these things mirror the image of God. Second Corinthians 3:18 says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So we're being transformed into His likeness day after day. We're becoming more and more like Him, walking in His ways. And as I was thinking about the importance of our jobs and what we do, in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 24 says, a man can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in his work. This too, I see, is from the hand of God. We can do nothing better than to eat and drink and find satisfaction in our work. Enjoy what you do, no matter what it is. You are actually mirroring the image of God. We are made in His image. We're made in His likeness. And each of our abilities comes from Him. So it's important what you do, no matter what you do. It doesn't matter. No matter how insignificant you may think you are. And you know, we've talked about this even in as members of the church. You know, we're all one body. We're all, each one doing a different part. And how each part is very important. You know, we may think that our toe isn't very important, but if you've ever tried to, or know anybody who doesn't have their toes, it's very hard for them to learn balance. They can't hardly, it takes them a long time to rebalance themselves. When I lost this finger, the first wheelbarrow load of concrete I picked up after that to wheel, I dumped it. I didn't realize the strength of that one finger was so important. And so I picked up and it just fell out of that hand. I couldn't handle it. And I didn't realize that with one part missing, the whole body suffers. So it does. That's why we're all important in God's sight. We're all important in the church. And no matter what we do, it doesn't matter. But you're important. And God wants you to know that today, how important you are to Him. So today, as we finish up, I want to give opportunity again today. If you've never accepted the Lord, please come and do that. But also, if you need prayer for anything in your life at all, we'd like to pray with you. So, guys, come up and have a song for us. Jesse and I'll be here to pray with you. Or if you want to just have somebody gather around you where you are and pray. We're all ministers of the gospel of peace, so you can pray for one another. You don't have to come forward at all, but we want you to know that you'll have that opportunity. So if you don't know Jesus, and also if any of you need a Bible or a testament, I've got a testament here today that I'd like to give someone. So if any of you need just a testament that you can keep in your pocket to carry with you daily, why, come and get that from me as well. Thank you.